This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. We're kicking off hour number three of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there for you. Ladies who listen to the show have sent us their picture. Dozens of them have. And we put them up on the website. It's not a beauty contest, though. It's women of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors that have sent in a validated photo to Free Talk Live. And that means that in the picture, they prove that they listen to the show. There's a variety of creative ways that people have done that. You can see them at the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. So we've been pairing up the DEA, and there's still a few more claims that they are making here. What we're talking about is a little fact sheet that the DEA has put out in order to defend their jobs. They're scared because the drug legalization movement is making some headway in America. They've got some good allies out there, like Free Talk Live, spreading the good word about ending the insane war on drugs. And so the DEA is going to disseminate some extra propaganda in order to fight against the legalization movement. So we're talking about some of the absurd claims that they're making about their success with the war on drugs and how drugs are, you know, really dangerous and blah, blah, blah. We're going to get back to that, but let's go to Eric in Virginia first. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live because this is show about your calls. What's on your mind, Eric?
Hey, I live in Virginia, and I am a smoker.
A cigarette smoker.
A cigarette smoker.
Okay.
And I was reading in the paper the other day that it's going to the Virginia House of Delegates to decide if passed the Senate, they're going to ban smoking in restaurants and bars, just like they did in Florida.
No. Here in Florida, it's been banned from every single business except a home-based business. So it's you can't smoke in any business.
Wow.
Is that what you're looking at in Virginia, or are you just looking at restaurants and bars?
I think that we're looking at all businesses, but the thing that really got me was the restaurants and bars because I'm a musician. I play guitar. I go out to bars all the time. I enjoy the fact that I can smoke, and I'm pretty hot about the fact that I'm not going to be able to basically anywhere except for at home.
It's pretty outrageous, and the saddest part is this stuff passes overwhelmingly. At least here in Florida, it went the citizens put it on the I guess it was the 2000 election as a referendum, and they passed it by 70%. Over in Great Britain, the legislature there passed it like 384 to 180. So it always is very emotional. They always use very emotionally based advertising to get people onto the side of agreeing with banning the smoking. You've got a very tough fight if you think that this can be stopped.
Well, the hardest part for me to believe is this is happening in Virginia. In Richmond, where R.J. Reynolds and the big tobacco companies are based.
You'd think that they'd be putting some money into this to lobby the politicians to not do that.
You know, I mean, if Virginia loses the right to smoke, then I see other states following suit very quickly. And my fiance, that when she read that, she's a smoker as well, she said, New Hampshire's looking great.
Well, we got to be up front with you, man. New Hampshire is considering a smoking ban in restaurants and bars. Now, the good news there is there's a group of activists that's fighting against it, and that's going to be, you know, really vocal about opposing this. In fact, I would suggest that if it for some reason goes through, and we hope it doesn't, but if it does for some reason go through in New Hampshire, I can definitely foresee some civil disobedience, which I don't think would ever happen in Virginia. Do you?
No, I'm surrounded by some of the most backward people ever. I live back in the hills of Virginia, a place called Harrisonburg.
Mm-hmm.
It's so far back that nobody really knows where it's at. It's halfway between Roanoke and D.C., basically.
I mean, do you think it would be possible to put together some sort of civil disobedience, like have a bunch of cigarette smokers, for instance, go to a bar one night with the bar owner's permission and actually light up and smoke cigarettes and announce in advance to the so-called authorities that that's what you're planning on doing?
Oh, I'm sure that I could easily put that together because I was talking to the manager of the pool hall / bar that I frequent, and he said, it's going to be okay in here. He said, I don't care.
Good.
If you want to light up, I'll keep the ashtrays around.
But what's he going to do when he gets fined? Is he going to pay the fine, or is he going to refuse to pay and take it to court and fight it?
I would hope, and I would push him to fight it.
Well, you know, that's
it should be his right as the business owner.
It sure should be. That's the whole idea here. And I would hope that there would be some other people that might get behind him and, you know, give him a little bit of financial support, you know, pledge to continue coming to his bar if indeed he continues to fight this all the way up as high as he possibly can. So that's the kind of thing that I think is going to happen in New Hampshire. I hope it happens in Virginia. I hope people stand up against it. But I can tell you one thing. They haven't done it here in Florida. Now, I've never heard of anything like this happening, man. Which, have you? Anybody actually,
no.
You know, protesting civil disobedience?
I have heard of a bar owner who pays the fine in order to allow people to to smoke in his bar where they have food.
Hmm. So there you go. Anything else on your mind tonight, Eric?
Yeah, I called a few weeks back about the Gravel family, the kids in the cages.
Mm-hmm. The kids in the cage. Oh, right. Yeah, well, they weren't really cages. They were just sort of...
Yeah, they were calling them cages.
Right.
They still don't have those kids back. Just a little update there.
Oh.
The government's still holding on to them, and the kids are basically ripped away from their family.
This was a group of children that needed special attention. You know, they couldn't be allowed out of their bed at night without some sort of supervision because of their... I don't remember what their problems were, but there was some reason for that. There's a reason why they had sort of cage-like devices on
mental
their...
Mental disabilities,
right.
And physical disabilities.
And somebody ratted them out. They didn't like them. And so the Department of Children and Families just ruined their lives and took all the kids, and now they're sitting in foster homes being molested and abused. Thanks for the call, Eric. We appreciate hearing from you, man. I'm sorry you had to wrap the call up with bad news. I guess the whole call was bad news. Virginia passing a smoking ban, possibly. Already passing the Senate. Now the House is looking at it. I mean, it's going to be a shoo-in, don't you think?
You know,
they love to pass these things.
I understand why people don't like smoking, but I really should be able to do whatever I want to do on my property.
Yeah,
and if I'm a business owner, I should be able to allow people to set plants on fire and, you know, inhale the fumes.
That's the issue. It's not smoking. That's not the issue. The issue is property rights.
It is.
And the ability
rights.
To do what you want on your own property so long as you're not hurting someone else. And if you feel like you're being hurt by the cigarette smoke, don't go in. 800-259-9231. So, speaking of drugs, cigarettes obviously do count as a drug, even though most people don't realize that.
Sure.
The DEA making outrageous, outlandish claims about why they need to still continue existing. They claim, this is about the drug war, they claim that violence, this is going to be your favorite one, man, crime, violence, and drug use go hand in hand. Six times as many homicides are committed by people under the influence of drugs and by those who are looking for money to buy drugs. Most drug crimes aren't committed by people trying to pay for drugs. They're committed by people on drugs. That's their claim. Then they have just a whole...
People on drugs. That's who's committing the crimes out there.
That's what they claim.
That's nonsense. It's insane.
And then they go through a bunch of alleged statistics that they claim backs it up. Says it's impossible to claim drug use is a victimless crime or to deny the relationship between drugs and violence, especially when looking at an Office of National Drug Control Policy, that's their own people, estimate for 1995, which estimates there were almost 53,000 drug-related deaths in that year alone. Compare that to the 58,000 American lives that lost their lives in the 8 years of the Vietnam War. These assertions dismissing the connection between drugs and violence by legalization proponents are simply not true. Drug use, legal or not, is not a victimless crime. It's a crime that destroys communities, families, and lives.
So does the drug war.
The drug war is what's destroying all this. The drug war is what creates the violence in the first place. And the DEA is just lying to you. Drug addicts, people that get high, don't get high and then think, hey, I'm going to go bash a few brains in. That's not what they do. They just get high because they want to feel good and sit around the house. The problem is when they run out of the crack and then they have to go find some more and find a way to pay for it. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer. Like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can listen to the live streams that we have. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free, on our website at freetalklive.com. So we're tearing up the DEA because they just are a bunch of liars. Pack of lying scumbags, this DEA. I mean, they must know. How could they lie so much? And still believe that they're telling. I mean, do they really think they're telling the truth?
I'm sure they just figure they're coming up with facts that support their case.
Well, it's outrageous what they're suggesting here. They're suggesting that drug users are violent because they use drugs. That's what they're suggesting. They're saying that, okay, the violence that's happening is because they're on drugs, not because they're trying to get money for the drugs. And it seems clear to me that they've never actually known any drug users. They've never bothered to even find out these things. What they're extrapolating this from, Manwich, is just utter bunk, like the claim that, and this might be a true claim, the claim that on incidents of violence against law enforcement officers, for instance, when a cop is trying to arrest somebody and they get violent with them, well, in those incidences, they found that 24% of those people were on drugs. And this is how they're. This is the kind of stuff they're extrapolating these claims from.
Well, I wouldn't. That doesn't really make any sense to me. I mean, surely, sure, people that are on drugs are not making the best decisions necessarily. But that doesn't mean that people that are on drugs are violent.
No, of course not.
Because
it only
the cops are initiating violence on them.
Right. Well, it also only means that 24% of the people being violent to cops were on drugs. That has nothing to do, no correlation whatsoever, to individuals using drugs in general. I mean, they already said that they think that 5% of America uses illegal drugs. I disagree. I think that number is far higher. But presuming they're right about that, where's all the violence from that 5%? 5% of 280 million people, oh, that's several million people right there, right? That's, what, 10 million people, 14 million people, somewhere like that? Where's all the violence? Do we have 10 million violent drug addicts running around the country right now? Please. Spare me. It's outrageous that they can make these suggestions and that people just eat them up. People just think, drug users are violent. But they're not. The reason why violence is involved with drugs, it's violent in two ways. It's violent in the way of the gangs that are running the drugs. They're violent because they have to protect their territory from the other gangs. Just like we saw in Prohibition. Okay, that's one level of violence. The other level of violence is the hard drug users like heroin, crack cocaine, methamphetamine, those mm-hmm. drugs. These are drugs that have severe addictive capability.
Right.
And these people are hooked like you would not believe. They have to have their drugs. That's what they believe, at least. I mean, yeah, if you tied them down to a table long enough, they could get through the withdrawal and they'd probably be all right. But they need their drugs, so they have to get them. And if they don't have the money in their wallet to get it, there's a few options that they have. A, they can sell some drugs. This is a frequent way that people supply their habits because they're not willing to be violent. They're not willing to go out and steal things, so they sell to the other users. B, you could go out and do something a little risky, like sexual favors. That's why a lot of street whores are on drugs, because that's why a lot of street whores are out there, because they're looking for money to buy drugs. They're not going to be violent about it, but they might steal your wallet. They might do other things to you as a result of that. And then third is to actually go out and rob people's houses and steal things. A crackhead doesn't necessarily want to go out and hurt somebody. It happens in the course of the process. If you're breaking into someone's house, they get violent with you, you get violent back with them, something's going to happen,
yeah.
Something that's undesirable. And the reason why all of this happens is because the drugs are illegal in the first place. And then, and what I find most interesting, and we're going to get into this, is the DEA, for the first time that I've ever seen, actually addresses the prohibition argument. Because we've made it plenty of times on this show. Look at the parallels. Look back in the 20s. Look at prohibition of alcohol. Look at all the violence that it caused. Look at the gangs that it created. Look at all the terrible things that happened as a result of prohibition. It's all happening all over again because this is prohibition. And they actually addressed that. We'll find out what their excuse is coming up. But let's go to the phones first. Let's talk to Eddie in Georgia. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Eddie. What's on your mind?
I've been listening all over the world. And from what I can figure out is somebody somewhere came up with rules of international behavior.
Hmm.
Because they're trying to get rid of religion, they're trying to get rid of all tobacco, and they're starting, well, they've been trying to get rid of alcohol, only not as hard as they have on the tobacco. But this is a worldwide thing that is happening everywhere. It's not just here.
The tobacco bans is what you're talking about.
Ban and religion.
I don't know about that claim. What do you mean by that?
I do.
What do you mean? I mean, there's millions of Muslims, there's millions of Christians.
It's mainly the Christians in Ireland.
The great Christian elimination conspiracy here. Okay, I want to hear your evidence.
Wait a minute. It's not a conspiracy. What it is this. If you want to take down a nation, you have to cause problems. And once you cause the problems, then you come up with the solutions.
I believe they're doing that.
Yes, okay. All right. Now,
what's that have to do with Christianity?
Now, if you want a one-world government, then you're the one that... Now, you can say what you want, but you're the one that makes the rules, see?
Who?
Who's the richest people in the world?
People with money. I don't know.
I'll tell you who is.
Uh-huh.
The Rothschilds.
Right.
They're worth $101 trillion.
Right. So why do they want to control people? They already have all the money they need.
Well, I don't know, but look at the Rockefeller family. They have 1,400 servants.
Are they slaves? Or are they paid employees?
Wait a minute. They're servants.
I don't understand. I guess we all serve our bosses, don't we?
Right. We all serve our bosses. Now, what would happen, what's the best way to take anything over? It's to get everybody greedy about money. And then turn around and make the money no good.
Okay, we agree that the money's no good. There's no silver or gold backing to our dollars here, and that's pretty insidious and devious. There's no doubt about that.
Right,
but
right.
You haven't quite made a compelling point about why they're trying to eliminate Christianity or any sort of shown any evidence to
that. I really think that religion is a big factor.
In what?
In trying to control a world, because the religious beliefs stir up fights.
Yes, that's true. The religions don't get along very well.
All right, and
so then you think we should get rid of religion?
No.
Oh.
Oh no.
But you just said it's a problem.
No, no. For some people, it's a problem. You just said it. The guy that was there was a guy on that talked about he went to a council meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there was a sheriff out west somewhere that said he got a document from Homeland Security that stated definitions of a suspected terrorist, and it could be anyone that would recite the Constitution and or the Bible.
We've heard about those things.
Okay, and that
doesn't ring a bell. Yeah, the FBI is concerned with people that carry around pocket constitutions. What's that have to do with organized religion?
Oh, wait, it has to do with freedom. Everything has to do with freedom.
Right.
They take it away one step at a time.
I agree with that. They're definitely infringing on our freedoms. I mean, we are on the same page there, Eddie, and I certainly appreciate the call. Thanks for making it. 800-259-9231. There's no doubt that they're cracking down on freedoms, but did he make any points at all about how they're trying to take away Christianity? Did it all just go over my head, Manwich? Because I didn't hear any.
I don't know. It sounds a little bit like a victim attitude.
Last time I checked, there's plenty of Christians around this country. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and, most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And we have the wiki for you to explore. It is totally user-modifiable. It has been created by the listeners, essentially, the wiki at freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. Explore it, have fun with it, change it, because everybody else can, too. It's neat stuff. All right, we're all night, well, for the last 2 hours of the show, at least, we've been in and out of this DEA report. They've got their 10 facts as to why the legalization movement is dangerous and wrong, and why the DEA is so wonderful, and that they should continue enforcing drugs, and being the drug enforcement agency. And we have just ripped them limb from limb, every single one of their claims. It's just total bunk, just total lies, mistruths, and half information, spinning of statistics, their own statistics that they get to create and spin whatever ways they want to in the first place anyway. But for the first time ever, the DEA has addressed the prohibition argument. Because normally it seems like they almost don't even realize that they have a prohibition going on. Like they didn't learn anything from history, right?
Right.
Because we had a prohibition in the early 20th century of alcohol, and it didn't work. It was a major failure. It didn't stop people from drinking. It made the alcohol more dangerous because it was being made in bathtubs as opposed to in controlled conditions, just like we have with methamphetamine and all the other drugs today. It made it more dangerous. It made the distribution of it dangerous because the gangs took control.
Mm-hmm.
It put innocent people in prison. The same things are going on. Here's what the DEA has to say about it. Under a legalization scenario, a black market for drugs would still exist. And it would be a vast black market. If drugs were legal for those over 18, there'd be a market for everyone under that age. Well, yeah, that is true, which is why I don't think there should be ages of consent like that.
But I don't think it would be quite the same sort of black market. It wouldn't be
certainly not.
It wouldn't be controlled by gangs. And the violence wouldn't be there. Because, I mean,
that's true.
You don't see the turf wars going on from gangs who want to provide alcohol.
No, because
to kids.
All they'd have to do to acquire the drugs would be to do what they do with alcohol, and that's get an adult to get it for them. People under the age of 21 consume the majority of illegal drugs, so an illegal market and organized crime... I don't know if that's necessarily true. Anyway, an illegal market and organized crime to supply it would remain, along with the organized crime that profits from it. After Prohibition ended, here they are, they're addressing original Prohibition. Did the organized crime in our country go down? They claim no.
I suppose that they probably, if it didn't go down, it probably went to prostitution and gambling.
Indeed, they say it continues today in a variety of other criminal enterprises. Legalization would not put the cartels out of business. Cartels would simply look to other illegal endeavors. DEA, you get it. You get it.
Stop the illegal endeavors.
Stop making these things illegal. Then the cartels, what are they going to do? Pick berries? They won't be able to do anything anymore. You're literally going to cut them off at the knees if you just make these products legal. So they get it, but they don't want to lose their jobs. If only marijuana were legalized, drug traffickers would continue to traffic in heroin and cocaine. In either case, traffic-related violence would not be ended by legalization. That is completely true. That is the best claim they've made so far. That's right. If you make marijuana legal, the drug cartels will continue to distribute the other drugs. They go on to say, if only marijuana, cocaine, and heroin were legalized, there would still be a market for PCP and methamphetamine. Where do legalizers want to draw the line? Or do they support legalizing all drugs, no matter how addictive and dangerous? Yes. Yes, we do, DEA. You just don't understand, do you? You know, this is my... You know what? This is perfect, man, which because I've always wondered why, for instance, marijuana legalization, the medical marijuana people, don't just go ahead and push for full legalization. Because it makes total sense. And why there's so many people just not pushing for full legalization of all drugs. Apparently, it's confusing the DEA. The DEA is confused by this. They're not sure what us drug legalizing types want. They think we might eventually want to go to legalize all drugs, but they're not really sure. Let's make it so they know. We want drugs to be legal. Every one of them. Prescription drugs, illegal drugs, all of them should be offered on the marketplace. The marketplace should provide whatever controls are necessary. Hey, if you don't want kids to have the drugs, don't sell it to them. Do you need to have a governmental edict or a diktat to explain that to you? I don't think so. So the DEA is having a tough time understanding this, which is why I think it's good that Free Talk Live is out here giving a consistent message about drug legalization. Sure, we support medical marijuana, but we also support legalizing every single other drug. Right?
Yeah.
So now you understand, DEA. Hope you get it. So we're only up to fact number 7 here. Let's burn through the rest of these. Fact number 8. Alcohol has caused significant health, social, and crime problems in this country, and legalized drugs would only make the situation worse. The legalization lobby claims drugs are no more dangerous than alcohol, but drunk driving is one of the primary killers of Americans. Do we want our bus drivers, nurses, and airline pilots to be able to take drugs one evening and operate freely at work the next day?
Can our bus drivers, nurses, and airline pilots drink now and do their jobs?
The next day? Sure they can.
Well, the next day, I suppose.
That's what they're talking about here.
It was just recently that a couple of pilots got tossed in jail, I believe, for flying a plane while drunk.
Well, they shouldn't be flying the plane while drunk.
Right.
Or on anything else. You know, I don't care if it's sleeping pills. They shouldn't be inebriated in any way. Do we want these people to take drugs one evening? They already are, DEA. They're acting as though nobody does this. They pretend like because it's illegal, well, there's nobody taking drugs and going to work the next day. Do we want them to all of a sudden start doing that if we make them legal? Stop it. The statistics have shown that when you legalize drugs, they spike for a little bit because the people that haven't tried them, they get a chance to try them, and then they find out, well, you know, it's not that great, or they like it a little bit, or whatever they find out. And then it goes down because the forbidden fruit aspect goes away. It's not cool anymore to use drugs. Because it's cool because it's illegal right now. That's one reason why a lot of kids are using them. So there you go. Do we want to add to the destruction by making drug driving another primary killer? Listen. There are people on the road right now high as a kite. There are people on the road right now drunk as a dog. But yet, we have a lot of alcohol-related accidents, but not marijuana-related accidents. And by far, that is the second most used, that is the number one most used illegal drug in the world, is marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about that. You don't think they're out there driving around? I can guarantee you they are. I've done it plenty of times myself.
Can't say I haven't either.
All right, now fact number 9. Europe's more liberal drug policies are not the right model for America. The legalization lobby claims that the European model of the drug problem is successful. However, since legalization of marijuana in Holland, heroin addiction levels have tripled, and Needle Park seems like a poor model for America.
But heroin isn't legal in Amsterdam.
Yeah, that's true. you know what? This one they might be right on. I don't think Europe's model's correct either. They've got some good things, and they've got some bad things. But overall, most of their drugs are still illegal over there, and the way that they're legalizing them is more government control. You know, like if the heroin, the Needle Park, and some of the things that they're doing there, they have heroin distribution centers that are run by the government. That's not what we're asking for on Free Talk Live. We just want the market to handle it, which is one of the other objections that they make back in... Again, they've got a lot of detail in this that we're not going into, but one of the other objections is that, well, if we turned the drugs drug distribution over to the government, the bureaucratic costs would be crazy. They actually attack bureaucracy in one of their objections.
But the bureaucratic costs of the drug war is crazy. Mm-hmm,
right. And their final claim, fact number 10, most nonviolent drug users get treatment, not jail time. Who cares? They're still losing their parts of their lives. They're still getting felonies on their records. They're still getting The lives are being ruined by this war on drugs, and you're forcing them into treatment. Let them do it voluntarily. Isn't that the right thing to do? We're coming back. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can visit us. You can visit our Shrine of Female Listeners with lots of ladies on our website. Send us their pictures. We put them up on the site. We appreciate our lady listeners, which is one of the reasons why we let you on first. If we've got guys on hold and you call in, ladies, ladies first on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 to the email box, man, which we've had enough fun with the DEA for tonight.
Okay.
I think we've ripped them a new one that should last for quite a while. I kind of think well, it'd be interesting to get one of these guys on the show.
But then once we, you know, made them look bad, then
right,
they're going to...
They'd hang up the phone. They'd squirm around for a little bit. In fact, Mothers Against Drunk Driving didn't want anything to do with us. You know, we're not for drunk driving. I told them, I said, you know, we agree with you that people shouldn't be driving drunk, and... You know, I agree that people shouldn't be using cocaine and methamphetamine and you know, certain drugs like that. But it's just that we disagree with the methods that you're using to try to stop people. We think that people should be free to put whatever they want in their own bodies. If you're putting someone else at risk by driving around, that's another situation. That's a whole other story. But using the government to try to stop these things from happening is just going to result in unintended consequences. And it's really sad. Well, gambling is another prohibition, since we're on the topic of prohibition.
Right.
Somebody emailed in at ftl@freetalklive.com. Subject, state lottos. What's your take on the state-sponsored lotteries? In Iowa, there's a big debate raging over the touch play machines. These are digital slot machines regulated by the State Lottery Commission. I don't gamble often, but I understand that they're pretty ubiquitous. They can be found in grocery stores, bars, convenience stores, gas stations, etc. The debate is that minors have been playing them, and the local business owner is responsible for monitoring who's playing them. Now everyone's decrying them as a bad influence and wants them to be banned altogether. I don't see it as a problem. If the state can get people to part with their money voluntarily, then great. The other side of the coin is with the payouts. If the Lottery Commission were totally self-sufficient, I wouldn't mind. I don't know enough about it. I think the problem is that tax dollars are being used to help administer the Lottery Commission. So I'm not sure what all the situation. I'm not sure about the entire situation there.
Well, you can be sure that the payouts aren't as high as they would be if there was competitive, gambling, electronic gambling machines.
Right.
Nowhere near as high as it would be.
Essentially, the state has a monopoly on gambling.
Right.
If your state has a lottery and they don't allow anybody else to have their own lottery, that's a monopoly on lotteries. And monopolies, I don't think anyone would agree, are ever good, right? Except for the state. The state will back, they'll argue till they're blue in the face about how they should be the only ones allowed to do gambling. I mean, they'll be honest about the numbers. They'll be honest about your chances and about how the game is run. And you don't want to trust those casinos. They're slimy. But trust us, we're the government.
That's how they bill it.
What is our take on state-sponsored lottos? I think they're terrible. I think we need to make it so gambling is fully legal. We had Jason after the show last night was talking to us about this Wayne Gretzky situation,
mm-hmm.
Where apparently Wayne Gretzky's wife was placing bets on a variety of different sporting events. Somebody ratted them out. The cops investigated. She got busted. A few other people got busted. Nobody was getting hurt. She's got the money to throw around. She was just betting on games. And now you're talking about, I don't know what they're talking about as far as punishment is concerned, but it can't be good, whatever it is.
Right.
Well, are people just incapable of making their own decisions in life, Manwich?
Apparently. That's what the government thinks, at
least. Are you going to make better decisions in life if you're thrown in jail or fined thousands and thousands of dollars by the government?
Well, you might not make the decisions you made before.
Maybe you'll just be a little bit more careful.
I make the decision to do something stupid like pay my taxes every year. Based on the fact that I'm going to get thrown in jail.
Indeed. So the state needs to get out of the lottery business and allow it to be open to competition. As you pointed out, Manwich, the odds will get better because the odds in the state lottos are astronomical. It's insane. Plus, it's a tax on it's a voluntary tax on poor people. That's the sick part about lottos. They use people's desire to have, you know, that quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
They use people's desire to, oh, if I could only just roll into $2 million tomorrow morning, all my problems will be solved. You know, they use that mentality of, all I have to do is just buy a few lotto tickets every week and I could win it big. When in fact, you're just losing more money. Most people don't win the lotto. And in fact, when people do finally win the lottery, they don't know what to do.
Yeah. It's usually a mess.
Look at the lotto winners. They come into this huge amount of money. They've never been good at managing money before, because if they were good at managing money, they'd have been saving it instead of spending it on lotto tickets.
It's true.
Sorry, but if you're playing the lotto, you're throwing money down a rat hole. Okay, yeah, there's a slight chance that you could win, but there could be much better odds. This is my point. If lotteries were legal for anybody to participate in, we could have the Free Talk Live lotto.
Yeah.
And so could every other radio show, or every other, you know, businesses could have slot machines, and there'd be competition in price and in odds. So, for instance, if, Manwich, you were running your lotto, and your odds were 1 in 100 of winning, and I got into the business, and I said, well, why don't you come over here and bet your money with me? I'll give you 1 in 75 odds. Who's going to, you know, there's going to be some serious incentive for people to come over and bet with my lotto instead of yours.
One thing's for certain, the state's 1 in 14 million isn't going to go anywhere.
No, not so great. Not so great. So, yeah, we need to legalize gambling. So that's the answer to that one. The other email came in about, being principled from Everett. What is unprincipled? I keep hearing you referring to some libertarians as unprincipled, like you, Manwich. What exactly does that mean? For instance, if I work on medical marijuana legalization and not drug decriminalization, does that make me unprincipled? No. That just means it's where you want to focus your efforts. Everybody has, you know, their pet issue. You may not care as much about the other side of the war on drugs. You want to focus on medical marijuana because it helps people. It's something that you care about. That doesn't make you unprincipled. We can't all focus on every issue at once, can we? That'd be impossible.
Except for Free Talk Live.
Our efforts would be diluted. Yeah, but we're not actually out there, you know, going out to protest and pounding the streets about every single issue. We just get to talk about them. 800-259-9231, in the hopes that you'll get outraged about one of them, take it up as your pet issue, and then do something about it. More coming back. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Decisions, decisions. Your technicians just delivered the bad news. Your engine needs major work. Now what do you do? When I come back, it's the automotive version of Let's Make a Deal. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. As Monty would say, do you choose door number 1, 2, or 3 to solve your engine dilemma? Behind door number 1 is repairing your engine. And door number 2 opens to a new car. But behind door number 3 is another alternative. A remanufactured engine can make your car run like new and increase its trade-in value. The cost? $1,200 to $2,500, equivalent to taxes and surcharges alone on some new luxury cars. But just like the TV version of Let's Make a Deal, consider all your options before making your decision. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Only moments remain, but we still have time for your call. If you make it, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We want you to amp the show. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier like nearly 190 of our listeners have done for as little as $3 a month. Now, what does that get you, Manwich?
Well, it gets you access to our archives. It allows you to...
Well, no. You already have access to the archives. We give away archives of the show for free. Get you access to the classics.
Classic archives.
The ones from years ago, in the very beginning days of Free Talk Live.
There's a amplifier forum on the BBS.
That's right. And an exclusive amplifier-only call-in line. So you get some perks. But the real reason, hopefully, that you'll do it is to help Free Talk Live, is to help get us on more radio stations, to get us on more Internet connections, because that's what the program's about. It's called AMP. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The money doesn't go to paychecks. The money goes right back into the show. It gets us in, you know, radio industry publications, mm-hmm. promoting Free Talk Live. And it's working. It's helping us get more stations on board, literally.
It's truth. Awesome. We wouldn't have the stations we have.
That's correct.
For the amplifiers.
Because of you at amp.freetalklive.com. Go get more information there. amp.freetalklive.com. So we're in the midst of an email from Everett. He says, well, what does it mean to be principled? If I support marijuana legalization as opposed to full drug decriminalization, does that make me unprincipled? No, it just means that's where you want to spend your time. I mean, because if you don't agree with drug legalization, then that makes you unprincipled. But just spending your time on one issue versus another? No. That doesn't say anything about your principles. He says, I still want drug decriminalization, but I think it's more important to get medical marijuana legalized now than it is to fight for years to get drugs decriminalized. This isn't a fantasy world where you can say, I don't like the government, and have it go away. You have to start somewhere. That's why the Libertarian Party has been so ineffective, because people refuse to compromise their principles. I gotta disagree with you there, Everett. As somebody who's spent the last 5 or 6 years of his life closely affiliated with the Libertarian Party, I gotta say that the reason why the Libertarian Party has been ineffective, well, there's a few of them. One of the reasons is because the Republicans and Democrats do everything within their power to prevent any third party from gaining any traction
whatsoever. That's the largest reason, I would say.
That's the biggest reason. They lock us out of the debates. They lock us out of the elections. In some states, they won't even let you put the party label next to your name on the ballot. In some states, you're labeled as independent, no matter what party you're involved with. Which is, unless you're a Republican or Democrat, they get their party labels, but nobody else does. So there's all kinds of crazy rules that we're fighting against. But the other reason is because of the bureaucracy of the organization. If you have ever been to a Libertarian Party meeting, and Everett will claim that they're not this way in Delaware, which is where he lives, but it's this way here, and I know it's this way around the country, it's like a debate club. They don't get anything done. They sit around and they argue about politics. That's not what you're supposed to be doing as a political party. You're supposed to be getting people elected. You're supposed to be out there educating people about libertarianism. So that's why when I was involved, I just went ahead and did everything myself. If there was going to be an outreach booth at the fair, I set it up. I paid for it. I went out and worked it. I recruited the volunteers to take care of it. So I did everything myself. I didn't ask anybody permission. I didn't ask for any sort of budgetary, you know, some sort of money from the Libertarian Party.
If you do ask permission, it's just going to, you know, well, we'll talk about it at the next meeting.
Yeah, let's discuss that. Let's take a vote. All they do is they sit around with their Robert's Rules of Orders, and they just waste time. And I'm sorry, but that's how it is. And it's that way for every political party. Okay, it's harder with the Libertarians because we're so small. I think that the answer for the Libertarian Party to make them more effective would be to have some sort of internal competition. For instance, if you don't like the way your Libertarian Party is, don't waste your time running for chairman and trying to work within the bureaucracy to change it. Go create your own Libertarian Party. Doesn't that make sense?
I don't know if it's going to be particularly effective.
If you work at a bicycle store and you don't like the way that they're selling bicycles to people, and you think you can do a better job of it, don't try to become the manager of the store. Don't try to, you know, buy out the owner. Go start your own bicycle store. Same thing with the Libertarian Party. This party needs competition just like anybody else needs competition, and I think it could be a big help. Anyway, he goes on to say that, and we're done. They forgot to play the, hey, see you later. Have a good night, everybody. Time's up.
It's at 1-800-686-2237. If you...